Charm of Favor, Chapter 13.
This plan has worked in every country where it has been tried. We've actually gotten quite good at it, said Lim Shun. You may have succeeded in places like Norway or China, but America is different. It's not going to be that easy, said Bill. It is simply a matter of carnage. Look how it is working in the Palestinian situation. Just let me handle everything, said Lim Shun. I can't believe you use that as one of your success stories. That is a disaster, and you know it, said Bill. It is based on an ancient system, older than this world, I can tell you. You attack and torment the dragon in his golden lair until he becomes angry enough to fly down and incinerate the village. You show the pictures of all the charred, innocent children and a church choirs to the armies of the world, and they go kill the dragon for you. Then you take his gold, said Lim Shun. That's a kid's story. Now, I understand having the cameras set up around the schoolyard when the Israelis hit back after the rocket attack. That is a stroke of genius. But you can't poke and prod America like a dragon. Our military can drop a package down your chimney from 50,000 feet and vaporize a problem. No pictures to show, and very little collateral damage. Besides, all the armies in the world cannot defeat the American military, said Bill. The principle is the same, nonetheless. We get the dragon to eat its own tail, said Lim Shun. The Ouroboros, said Bill, as a matter of question. That is one eternal round. What I am proposing is a way to make the dragon consume itself, said Lim Shun. I did not go from being a lawyer in the podunk state of Arkansas to the most powerful man in the world in a single generation by being a patient man, Mr. Lim. When I finish this cigar, our time here will be finished, said Bill. The long part of our plan is already completed. America is divided into two. One part believes that rights come from God, and the other part believes that rights come from government. They disagree on almost everything, said Lim Shun. You're behind the times, Mr. Lim. We have done way better than that. My friends own all forms of major media, movies, news broadcasts, music, and even the contractors that provide most of the government services. We have the poor ready to kill off the rich. We have blacks thinking whitey is out to get them, and there's hardly a white person who doesn't fear the same thing about blacks. I really think our whole ISIS marketing plan was sheer genius. Man, if it wasn't for those damn bloggers and social platforms, this whole thing would never have been possible. I used to hate those guys when I was president. It's taken 50 years, more or less. But I think we have them right where we want them, said Bill, exhaling a large draw on his cigar. Still, I don't think you're going to get past the armed American. We need to have a series of mass shootings. Perhaps we should expand your original idea of Fast and Furious. That should be the next part of the plan, said Lim Shun. That's not that easy to do. My associates already chose a few prime candidates. After months of psychotropic drugs and hypnosis, a few of them shot up a public place or two. We tried killing all those folks at Waco and Ruby Ridge, but no matter what we tried, the public wouldn't buy it. Besides, most of these mass shooters were so wiped out on drugs they couldn't hit anything, said Bill, walking over by the fireplace. It's important to make sure the people develop a fear of the weapons themselves, said Lim Shun. Look, we got soldiers of Islam to attack things like Christmas parties, but that has the opposite effect altogether. And every time we make a public move on the gun manufacturers or ammo suppliers, gun sales go through the roof. I mean it. Looky here. Obama doesn't have much to hang his hat on, but he is the greatest gun salesman the world has ever known. You have to come up with something better than that, said Bill. That was merely testing the perimeter. We now have the politicians in position. The entertainers and sports stars are in position. All that is required now is to have my associates conduct a few events, and the Americans will disarm themselves for you, said Lim Shan. I thought that was against the rules. Your associates have some kind of contract limitation, right? You can't just step in and take over a person, said Bill, drawing circles in the dark air of the private library with the cherry-smoking end of his cigar. We can go wherever we are invited, said Lim Shan. There are rules about that as well. I studied war, you know. We perfected the whole Control-Alt-Delete thing using Wars R Us to replace news headlines we didn't like. We bent a few rules over there in Kosovo, and the whole thing began to fall apart there at the end. But at least they got my name out of the papers. Old Slobodan did go to prison, said Bill. Yes, we remember. That was another one of your loose ends we had to clean up. This may take some time. It takes longer than 30 years to take over a planet, said Lim Shan. Tell me about it. I think I like the old ways better. You just shoot him in the head and crash the plane, said Bill with a chuckle. I am showing you the old ways, said Lim Shan. Well, your old ways and my old ways are different. I would like to get this done in my lifetime, Mr. Lim, said Bill, puffing the cigar aggressively. As I was saying, my associates have been invited by souls in despair. They only require a few days to accomplish the mission. I think if we could raise the bar for mass shootings, it would leave anyone who still believes owning a gun is a God-given right in a very small, radical, and unpopular minority. If we can combine the firepower of Fast and Furious with a large enough crowd of patriots, a ban on weapons should be widely supported by the public, more or less. You coordinate the press, the entertainers, and the sports heroes, and America will begin to disarm itself willingly. Once that is partly complete, we will be ready for the next part of the plan, said Lim Shan. Don't you worry about them. The money is already in the bank. We even have a few good theme songs put together. Hell, kids will be singing them like London Bridge is falling down, said Bill, laughing himself into a raspy cough. Just don't make the same mistake again, said Lim Shan. What mistake are you talking about? Asked Bill, looking down into Lim Shun's intense brown eyes. Letting your actors think they are actually in charge, said Lim Shan. We've done a good job at that, actually. Look at the attention Hillary's getting these days. She's more famous than fried chicken, worshipped by 47% of the people, said Bill, chuckling, and hated by the rest. That's not exactly what we had in mind, said Lim Shan. Yeah, but have you ever seen a more focused woman in all your life? She wakes up every day knowing it's just not enough. Absolutely amazing the deals we have going, said Bill. She lost the election, said Lim Shan flatly. It's not for lack of trying. We got the nomination easily enough. We control the entire Democrat National Committee. Look here, we brought in all the money, so naturally it belonged to us. We recorded everything Trump and his people said 24 hours a day, and we even went back to some NBC files and hit him with that. Nothing worked against the guy. Kind of reminds me of me, said Bill. Your lust for power and our long-term planning could have been even more successful, you know. You sold far more influence than you can now deliver. These are difficult accounts to settle. You see, we are not the only organization with a charm of favor, said Lim Shan coldly. Oh, this ain't over. Not by a long shot. I think the people have had just about enough of Mr. Trump. Wait until they see the little insurrection we have planned, said Bill, puffing a cloud of thick smoke and blowing through it. I think those plans are still being reviewed, said Lim Shan. Oh, come on now. I know your boss loves nothing better than a good old-fashioned street fight, said Bill. For the record, you don't work for me. I'm just the messenger. Oaths have rules, said Lim Shan, facing Bill. We know what the terms are, Mr. Lim. and we have never wavered from our end of the bargain," said Bill. "Not to take gratuitous license, but that depends on what the meaning of the word wavered is. We have lived up to our end," said Lim Shun shortly. "Look, the boss has been good to me. Gave me a life that would shame a king. A deal's a deal," said Bill, inwardly reassessing that even the longest mortal life is but a few moments to an almost immortal being. "Very well. I will let you finish your cigar in peace until we meet again," said Lim Shun, firmly shaking Bill's hand. He turned and walked smoothly for the door of the library. It opened from the other side as he approached, and his bodyguard stepped aside for him to exit. Bill heard the echo of the front door closing in the large foyer outside the library. The limousine idled silently up to the steps of the Chappaquiddick mansion. His bodyguard opened the rear passenger door, and he stepped inside to sit on the leather couch. The bodyguard closed the door and stepped into the passenger side of the front seat. The small screen facing the back couch flickered for a moment, and in a few seconds displayed a logo with a side-facing eagle. "Report," said the gravelly male voice as the vehicle began moving forward. "He is agreeable to our plan," said Mr. Lim to the voice. "This is becoming increasingly important to me," said the voice. "Your perspective is understandably different than ours," said Lim Shun. "Seasons come and go, Mr. Lim, but they come and go on time," said the voice. "There are always signs, sir," said Lim Shun. "I have been providing wealth and power to humans since the beginning of time, and I have always been disappointed. They love to serve when they are young, but the populace will not follow a young person. And when they are old, they begin to complain about the payment for what I have given them," said the voice. "Greed is only one side of the blade that carves a path through mortality. Fear cuts just as deeply," said Lim Shun. "It is easy to make a person have fear. It is quite another thing for a people," said the voice. "He is implementing Operation Dewclaw," said Lim Shun. "That puts many things in motion," said the voice. "Soros and Singer have committed the funds. The date has been set for the national insurrection," said Lim Shun. "I don't think a few broken windows will make Americans afraid," said the voice. "People are afraid of the dark," said Lim Shun. "The device is ready," said the voice. "Your man is prepared to deploy?" asked Lim Shun. "If enough people can be, shall we say, inspired to join in the operation, it will go well with my team. We just have to time this right to get the best results," said the voice. "Men would have to quit by now to preserve their own flesh. She is far more bloodthirsty than any male we have ever groomed," said Lim Shun. "Women are just as eager to trade their flesh for fame and glory," said the voice. "There's a difference, sir. Men prefer to trade someone else's flesh to achieve their power," said Lim Shun.
"You say it like sacrificing children is a bad thing to achieve power and glory forever," said the voice.
"Things are different now. Technology allows us to disseminate knowledge in seconds around the world. Society has become instant and disposable. The people just want sex and to be cared for, like always. They have replaced joy with pleasure and God with drugs. It's their capacity for hatred that is most fascinating," said Lim Shun.
"You patronize me, Mr. Lim. It is sweet savor to watch them fight, but intoxicating to watch them scrub mercy from existence with their hatred. When the lights go out, we shall see their true nature erupt," said the voice.
"The innocent will escape us," said Lim Shun.
"There are no innocent. Not any more, spat the voice after a brief silence. You have made it more difficult for them, but there are still some who maintain their sovereignty here and there, said Lim Shan.
There is no place for them to run. There is no wilderness. There is no refuge. My soldiers own the banks that own their houses. We own the parties that own their candidates. We own the media that watch, the books they read, and the schools they attend for higher learning, said the voice like it was trying to convince itself.
Your best work, sir, by far, is with the religions, said Lim Shan, knowing the effect it would have. A deep breath could be heard over the speakers in the limousine's chamber.
I cannot take all the credit for that one. To craft one religion focused on self-sacrifice and another on spreading its gospel with the sword is the way it has been done for billions of years. However, to do it so well, so balanced and sustainable for so long, it is so much like raising mice to feed your snake, don't you think? Asked the voice, almost providing Mr. Lim a chance to lecture the voice.
Two voices take the song to a higher level, sir, said Lim Shan.
Harmony, Mr. Lim. You speak of harmony. I want dissonance. I want humans to choose misery and beat themselves for choosing it. I want them to sell their own flesh for a meal and curse that they have grown fat. I want them to dream of tomorrow with a cynicism so thick they cannot move. I want them to kill everything in sight to preserve their own life, and then despair when they take their own life as they follow their victims to hell, said the voice.
We were just talking about that very topic, said Lim Shan.
It is time for the special campaign, said the voice.
We have tested every possible approach. Blacks shooting blacks in places like Chicago is completely ignored, said Lim Shan.
I told you this. Killing out of necessity for business or to remove competitors is worthless. Even the first murder on this planet was completely ignored by God because it was business and nothing personal, said the voice.
As I was saying, we tried religious genocide and even mass murder of entire church families on live television, but the people were not moved. We even produced videos with public execution of innocent Christians by sawing off their heads with knives. They simply went about their lives as normal, and those responsible for the slaughter never saw a second of justice.
Mr. Clinton doubts Americans will ever give up their guns, said Lim Shan.
It matters not. In the end, hatred is an acquired taste, Mr. Lim. Humans play at it, with sports, business, and even religions. It's when they are willing to charge across the frozen tundra with a battle axe, screaming under a banner, that it really puts meat on the bone. Once the killing starts, the one-upmanship will never end, and there is only one man standing, and he will gladly end his own life rather than live another day with the pain. That is a good day for business, said the voice.
How do we proceed, sir? Asked Lim Shan. One had to be careful at this point in the conversation.
You know the rules, Mr. Lim, said the voice.
The shooter that has been prepared is white, said Lim Shan.
I am well aware of that, said the voice.
If he does not kill enough innocent people, or does not get enough publicity, or the victims are too much of one race or another, we will not be successful, said Lim Shan.
Let's stick to the theme. Tell me what you think that is, Mr. Lim, requested the voice.
To create a world of fear, where a man can run to and fro searching for the truth and never find salvation, said Lim Shan.
And why is that? Asked the voice.
because it will not exist," said Lim Shan.
"That is correct. And what is the one thing left on the earth that prevents that from being the case?" asked the voice, as though scolding a child who played too long and forgot to empty the trash.
"America," said Lim Shan coldly.
"More specifically, it is the armed American. We need to get them to believe it is not just a deterrent against the unlikely event they will have to overthrow the government, although I do love a good bloody revolution. We want them to lock and load and get ready to fight in their own neighborhoods," said the voice.
"Mr. Soros and Mr. Singer have provided the resources, as you commanded. Mr. Obama has organized his people. Aside from some last-minute greed and acts of self-preservation, the soldiers are in place in every major city in America. Coupled with the device, we have the recipe for what Mr. Clinton says will be the biggest street fight in history," said Lim Shan.
"How are we coming with the invasion?" asked the voice.
"Europe is ours for the taking. The same with Indochina. We have a few cities in America, perhaps a state or two. Japan, Hungary, and some others are complete non-starters," said Lim Shan.
"Can we agree that Americans have been turned against one another, that this inconvenient concept of liberty and freedom will have no champion left, correct?" asked the voice, as though only one answer was allowed.
"I fear it is more than a concept, sir," said Lim Shan.
"No, it is a concept. You have rights only if I say you have rights," said the voice.
"That is precisely what they claim in their constitution," said Lim Shan, trying to make his point.
"I never agreed to that," spat the voice, loud enough to clip the display system's amplifier.
"It did not require your agreement. Besides, most humans do not widely even know that you exist," said Lim Shan.
"They all know I exist, and they fear me," said the voice.
"They fear a concept of you, but they do not know you the way I do," said Lim Shan.
"You do not fear me?" asked the voice quietly.
"I didn't say that. I know that light is not native to the universe. All of this is an illusion. The stars, planets, time, they're not real. I am at peace with this truth, and nothing anyone does will ever change that. Energy can't go anywhere. It is a game, and to be clear of it is the goal of awareness. Do I fear that?"
"No, not really," said Lim Shan. "I enjoy our conversations," said the voice, regaining his composure.
"I still require some assistance with our special event in Las Vegas. After months of research, we finally have the right crowd of people, and have taken the proper precautions to ensure success. And we have been invited," said Lim Shan.
"Yes, I know. We have to be careful. Killing innocents with my soldiers gains us nothing," said the voice.
"I am aware of that. Humans will do the shooting of their own free will, technically speaking. As you have done already, they need protection to make the mission possible, without their knowledge, of course, in accordance with the rules. Confusion, misdirection, interference are always very helpful in these matters. As fast as the news cycle is now, within a few days, any conspiracy of our involvement can be diluted from consideration by nearly everyone," said Lim Shan.
"That is one of the nicest things about global non-stop news," said the voice.
"When these shootings take place, we will not focus on the person doing the shooting. His race? Yes, of course. His religion? Absolutely. But they will find no such motives this time. What we want to focus on is the weapon itself. Who made it? How does it function? What does it look like? How the weapon itself did the killing," said Lim Shan.
"Clever boy," said the voice.
If we can get some extra influence in this area while protecting the syndicate and our personnel from any implication, said Lim Shun, leaving the sentence open.
Consider it done. We are aligned, then? Asked the voice.
Yes, sir, said Lim Shun.
I assume you have everything in place, said the voice.
Correct, said Lim Shun.
No loose ends. The Clintons always had loose ends, said the voice.
We have made sure his indiscretions never caused any trouble, said Lim Shun.
Like you took care of Danny Casolaro, that freelance reporter with the October surprise? Asked the voice.
It was settled, said Lim Shun.
You had him cut to pieces in his hotel bathtub, said the voice.
He had a suicide. Sad young man. They never found any of his research, said Lim Shun.
What about Paul Tilly? The trusted Democrat National Committee political director found dead in a hotel room in Little Rock. What about the man with the evidence for the grand jury? What was his name?
Oh, yes, Ian Spiro and his wife and three children shot in the head at home.
And then there was his speechwriter, Paula Grober, killed in her car. What did she do wrong?
Then there was Mac McClarty. He makes a call from the ski lodge to our boy and dies in a skiing accident right after the call.
Or like the Coleman girl, 40 years ago. Clinton was, what, 31 years old, and already the attorney general? She was pregnant, too. He could have used a car and dumped her in the river, but I guess we used that one already. I suppose all this cleanup labor has been worth it. We all take risks, don't we? Asked the voice.
Not all of us, said Lim Shun.
I look forward to reading about your success about this mass shooting, Mr. Lim, said the voice.
Until then, my master.